always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's new violence today in the fight between Israel and Iran, with top European diplomats as well as Iran's foreign minister meeting at a UN human rights forum in Geneva. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there.
In the best possible world, you know, they'll come up with a deal here and then Israel will have a look at it.
Other nations rushing to get citizens out of Israel, including the U.S. This man's just arrived at the airport in Tampa.
I think as we started going to shelters more often, it started to sink in a little bit more but how serious this particular conflict was.
Scorching temperatures are ushering in the new season from the middle of the country on east. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is north of New York City.
Summer arrives tonight at 10:42 Eastern time, and right on cue, Mother Nature is cooperating with a heat wave building the hottest air of the year into the Midwest and eventually really the eastern two-thirds of the country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin. A cut like that could mean closed campuses. That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW System's requested $856 million budget increase. But something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports. Voss said it's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Voss referenced too much political correctness on campus and hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Many hearings over the last couple of weeks have been delayed, sometimes pushed back as much as 5 hours. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If the budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Currently, it's 73.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. Melissa and I are going to get in some local entertainment talk in a little bit. We got that coming up for you. Some other great topics as well. But we're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, talk with our friends from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, some of our favorite people to talk to. And we've got Alan Hager in with us right now, music operations manager over at the Cultural Center. Alan, how you doing?
Great.
Good to have you here, man. Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate you. Alan does have the headphones on.
Perfect.
So we have a couple of things to get to this morning. One of them that we really wanted to talk about is the Make Music Day that is happening tomorrow over at the Cultural Center. What can you tell us about this, Alan?
Right. So this is actually an international event, and it started in 1982 with a bunch of French people sitting around on right before summer solstice, and they wanted to have the entire country of France have live music for everyone for a day. And they pulled it off within 3 weeks. And here we are all this time later, and now it's in Wisconsin Rapids. It came to the United States in 2007. And so it's just a day where everyone is encouraged to be part of making music or listening to music, learning a new instrument, anything where you can get involved in music. And it's an annual event. It's always on summer solstice.
That's cool.
It's something that we've touched on with like our National Day of Calendar and some of those things. I don't think we've ever been able to do a deep dive into it. I can't thank you enough, man, for even right there just sharing what you've already shared with us. Because I not only think that's cool, but boy, one of the things we love to do around here is looking for ways to find relatability and for people to find empathy and understanding and connections with people on the other side of the world or people a state away or some of that stuff. Food, music, they do this all the time, and here's a great example of it.
Right. I mean, you can go look up Make Music. I think it's makemusic.com, or just look up International Make Music Day, and right now you can see live streaming from all over the world of different venues. And we're talking about, like, if you go to New York City and go to Central Park today, there's going to be all kinds of guitar teachers giving free lessons, and there's some of the cities have really done it up big.
How are we doing in here? How are we going to be celebrating over at the Cultural Center?
So I started my position as music operations manager 3 weeks ago, and they said, welcome. We really got along. And I said, oh, I've got this idea. And they kind of looked at me like, okay, wait a minute, 3 weeks. We got Cranberry Blossom Festival happening.
You're my kind of guy.
And I said, you know what? That's the same amount of time the French people had in 1982.
Nice. Yeah.
To make it happen in the whole country.
Let's just do it. So we put it together, and it's really coming together nicely, I have to say. I mean,
awesome.
The support from some of the regulars. We got people like Pete Ravel. Everybody knows the Four on the Floor.
Pete's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of coax those guys because this will be their third gig tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to move ours inside.
Weather. Yeah, that's a good idea. Things are going to be going on throughout the whole day, it looks like, too. It looks like it kicks off at 11 a.m. The musical sound bath. What is that?
Okay, so that's going to be a very meditative, almost like a yoga experience. If you have a yoga mat or a pillow or a blanket, we just want you to show up, sit down, lay down, be comfortable. You're not going to hear rhythmic music. It's going to be a bath of sound using some really cool things called crystal bowls. And we have a full set of seven. The ones that I have are actually tuned to the seven chakras. We're not going to get all weird about it, right? And like pretend that we're going to do healing or anything.
Sure.
But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody walks away going, whoa,
right,
that's
right.
What I needed, you know,
because
it'll be really kind of a meditative experience.
That's a wonderful idea and a great kickoff to this, especially with all the stuff going on this weekend. And even if we didn't have all the events we do this weekend, it's summer. It's the summer solstice. That's a great way to get into your weekend, ease into things, I think.
Yeah.
At noon, there's going to be a community drum circle. I am grown up around these. I love these. It's a wonderful thing to bring to the Cultural Center.
Well, yeah, I agree. And they're so, and it'll be the opposite of the 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It'll be like that. Better be ready. I'm gonna have the people that have just been sort of meditating are going to be encouraged. Well, I'll tell them what's going to happen can leave.
Right.
You have warning.
Because it'll be loud and thunderous, and we've got a pretty good collection of drums built up at the Cultural Center ready to go.
At 1 o'clock, the Aspiring a Cappella Quartet. That sounds also like a lot of fun.
These guys are a local favorite. And again, thank you to the quartet for joining us. They have performed for the Milwaukee Bucks, for the Milwaukee Brewers, many times here for the local teams, and they'll go out and do the national anthem, maybe some other things. But they put together a special set for us, a summer set, and we're looking forward to that.
Very cool. Yeah. Nice. Shout out to them for doing that. I love when bands and people do that. That's cool. I'm curious, what at 1:30 is the old-fashioned hymn sign? What is that one?
The hymn sing, okay, so somebody suggested, hey, can we do some religious music or a little hymn sing? And I said, yeah, of course. And that all came together. We've got a local piano player named John Gunn, and we had a rehearsal. We've got about 8 hymns picked out where you can sing along. And if you know John, he likes to jazz it up. So they're going to be hymns with a little spice.
I like that. Hey, I like it. That's going to be great. You mentioned our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor will be there too. We love Pete. We talk about him every chance we get. Shout out to him doing this and the band. Rest those voices for that show, everybody. Are you guys? 3 o'clock, the kids' music play and sing along. Gosh, that sounds like a blast.
Right?
That sounds awesome.
I know one of our board members has a young one that I guess is like on fire about music. And so we're looking forward to her and whoever else shows up. Bring your kids and bring your spirit to have fun. We'll have handbells, other instruments that you can immediately play and sing along. And I mean, this is kids of all ages, right? You can join us if you want.
Okay, good.
Right?
Good to know. I was going to ask off air.
Is this the one time James can be a kid? Nice.
Yes. Yeah. I do think we're going to have some of our friends from ODC.
Cool.
That we're doing a monthly thing now with Opportunity Development Center to bring music to people with disabilities. And they came in and we had such a good time that we said, okay, this is going to be monthly. So that was about 30 of them. And I think a few of them might straggle in with their families tomorrow.
Nice.
Very cool. And you should know this right away about me, Alan. Anything involving jazz, I'm going to be all in. I'm a big jazz guy. My favorite style of music. And at 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Cultural Center, as part of the International Make Music Day celebration, open jazz jam session. That's some of my favorite words in the English language all thrown together right there.
Well, now I love you even more than I did.
Right on. We're going to get along good.
I heard you on the way here, and I was loving it. And then I was like, okay, so here's the real question then. What do you play?
Trumpet. I played trumpet and cornet for a little bit back in high school. I haven't played since.
Can we get you out of what you're doing tomorrow long enough to stop by?
Hopefully. I got a live around that time, actually, I might be free.
Because
I should be over in that area anyway. I'd like to stop by. I'd like to, because that's going to be a good time. We encourage everybody to stop by for that.
Right, yeah. From 3 to 4, it is no matter what your level, get yourself down there.
Yeah.
And we're going to be inside. And it doesn't matter what instrument you play. And like you as a trumpet player, I'll have B-flat charts there for
right
you.
Right? Okay. Oh,
so
smart.
If you're an alto player, you don't have to worry about music.
Yeah.
Show up. We'll have something for you. The 3 to 4 is all-inclusive. We've got a rhythm section lined up. I'm going to play upright bass.
That's awesome.
Right?
It's a great instrument. Yeah.
Wow.
And is that going to be what's going to continue from 5 to 7? I see that you're going to have some music out there and stuff. Is that going
to... Right, yeah. So from 5 to 7, it's not like we're going to necessarily kick people off of the stage.
Yeah.
But we'll have to invite... We'll have to make room for some special guests that have rehearsed ahead of time and some vocalists that are just delightful. We've got a duet that will sing with a jazz trio, and then probably some surprises, I think. I mean, I invited some people, including my former jazz band director.
Oh, right.
And he seemed interested, but maybe people will change their minds now that we're going to be indoors.
It might
be the place to hang.
Right, exactly. That'll bring some people
over. You need to cool off a little bit.
All this going on, again, as a part of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center celebrating International Make Music Day, going on tomorrow. Free music all day long going on tomorrow over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South, right here in Rapids. Before we let you go, Alan, did have a couple other things I just wanted to touch on with you. The Call for Art, we just wanted to let everybody know that is still going on, that all of our local creatives out there, our artists, can still bring things to the Cultural Center.
Right. The next exhibit, we've still got some time to submit, and it's a pretty wide open theme. It's called Art of the Book, and basically it's any art that's inspired by a published book. That could be the title, the purpose, the personal meaning, a character, an emotion. I mean, that's pretty wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've already gotten a lot of great stuff, but there's still room and room for more.
Mm-hmm. And a reminder to all you parents, you kids out there, Art Camp is still taking people. You still got some room for Art Camp over there?
Right. Creative Arts Camp. We've got it starting on the 23rd is the first session, and the second session is the July 21st. One of those sessions is almost full, but there's still room, and that's going to be fun for 9 to 12-year-olds with Gene, and we're going to kickstart a creative summer for the kids.
That's going to be really a lot of fun, and something really nice to be able to offer to the kids out there, especially kids that love these kind of things. It's a really big part of their summer, the arts, getting to be a part of that.
Right. I mean, let's get anyone involved, because we know it helps, especially in this world. I mean, music is one of those few things we can just enjoy together.
Yeah.
Forget about the stuff we don't want to talk about. Right?
Well said, yes. And thanks so much for joining us, Alan. We really do appreciate the time from you.
I'm so glad to know you're a trumpet player.
Hey, say hi to Steph and the gang over there for us, and we'll have you back on real soon. We'll be talking to you real soon. Thanks.
Sounds
again.
Good. I hope to see you tomorrow, buddy.
Right on. Find out more at theculturalcenterarts.com, culturalcenterarts.com, and be sure to make plans tomorrow. Head on over to Central Wisconsin Cultural Center as they celebrate International Make Music Day. It's going on tomorrow all day long over at 2651 8th Street South, right here in Rapids. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Melissa and James behind the mics. Mm-hmm. We are here to talk some entertainment, but again, a big shout out to Alan for joining us from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Oh, it's so great to meet him.
Yeah, I made a new friend. That's going to be awesome. We're going to talk with Alan and Stephanie, of course, all summer long as they got great things going on over at our Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Find out more. Check out their Facebook page. They got a special one for the Make Music Day in Wisconsin Rapids. Just throw that in your search bar. Nice. Also, the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has a great Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see those things otherwise.
Yeah.
And culturalcenterarts.com is where you can go to find out more information. Head on over there tomorrow, everybody. Take that in. It's going to be a good event. Also wanted to touch on a couple of other entertainment subjects, get to what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and maybe your local theater stage. But we begin as the home of Dolly Parton news with Dolly Parton. We should have a sounder or something, something to go along with this. In Dolly news, an interview from 2020 with Dolly Parton and Jimmy Fallon is making the rounds again because of what happened when Dolly met the real-life Jolene. Here's what Dolly said, and I've really got to work on my Dolly Parton impression. I did see Jolene not that long ago. She's not so hot now. She used to have that beautiful red hair. Now she's gray. She used to have a couple of other things she says about this. So she kind of went on about it a little bit. Of course, Jolene was not her real name, but Dolly's, you know, known this person her whole for quite a large part of her life. Mm-hmm. And nobody tells a story better than Dolly. Now, part of the reason I made the joke about doing an impression of her is because the other thing about Dolly is I could say the same thing she said, and it's just not going to come across the same. Whereas she's talking about this, and I think some people, part of the reason it's making rounds is because some people were saying that she was taking, you know, shots at this person. I don't think that's what it is. I think Dolly is just so unfiltered and so herself. She's talking about her like she would talk about herself.
Yeah.
She's not talking about she's talking about Jolene, just people in general that, you know, you get older. And that's what she's referencing, I think. I think you could tell what kind of person you are a little bit with this story. If you are quick to think, oh, Dolly Parton is talking negatively about somebody, maybe that's what you're looking for. My buddy Craig used to tell me all the time when I was younger, James, you're always walking around with your fists clenched. I used to always walk around with my fists clenched. And, you know, you do that all day, you're going to get in a fight. You know, I stopped doing it, and sure enough, didn't get in as many fights. if you approach things with a negative mindset, that's right. What you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Attitude is everything.
If you're looking at this and taking her for one of the, I would think that of all the people in society that have earned some grace or benefit of the doubt, Dolly Parton's got to be pretty high on that list. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's necessarily talking. And you listen to the interview and you hear her tone. She's not. I don't think she's talking negatively about this. I don't want to act like I know what's in her heart or anything, but just the way she's come across and the way she's talking about it, I think she's just talking about, you know, we all get older.
Right. Life happens.
And it's interesting that I think the other layer of that, too, is what the song is about. And what she's referencing there, and how when we're young, those things can seem so big, seem so important. We all age. You know, even George Clooney aged, everybody. I mean, Father Time is undefeated.
Yes, we all grow and change.
That's what I took from it, at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to remind everybody that our WFHR newsletter has a new edition that showed up in email boxes yesterday. You can still sign up and get yourself the newest edition. Head to WFHR.com and sign up right now.
Yeah, if you sign up now, you'll get the next edition, though. They only come out at noon on Thursdays.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing to note, and we appreciate that, and appreciate all the work that you and the whole team does on this, Melissa. Nice work. Caught the newest edition. I like it. Good stuff.
Excellent.
Good stuff. I even learned some things. new on your small screen this weekend, the streaming premiere of a Minecraft movie on HBO Max. On Disney Plus, Frozen, the hit Broadway musical, so the actual musical of Frozen.
Oh, okay.
That sounds pretty good, actually. That sounds like that'd be pretty cool. Saturday on Nickelodeon, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, the one award that I'd really love to win. Just not saying that for any reason, in case anybody from the Nickelodeon representation is listening and they give away, you know, DJ awards or something. I mean, that'd be a fun one to win. That'd be the most fun one to win.
It would
though,
be
right?
the most fun to win, yeah. Because, you know, having a kid say you're the best is the best.
Yes, yes. And Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the final game of the NBA season, Game 7, the two best words in sports, Game 7. The NBA Finals, OKC Thunder, Indiana Pacers, going to be a good one. I look forward to this. We're going to be talking about it more on Playmakers a little bit later today, where we not just speak sport, we know sport. I just get a little tired of a lot of people just dipping their foot into the sports world and talking about things. The Caitlin Clark situation is part of it. The women's athletics are on the rise. Women's athletics are here to stay. You don't believe me? Look at any business, any advertiser. They cannot wait to attach themselves to the WNBA or any of these things. The only thing holding it back is many of the men, and I'll even throw myself in there, in the sports game, trying to talk about the WNBA when they don't watch it, or trying to treat it like it's different basketball than the NBA. Caitlin Clark got into a bit of a roughness the other day, and that's going to keep happening to her, like it does every WNBA player. Just because you're not used to seeing women toss it up and everything, man, that's basketball. That's what happens. They're treating her like every other WNBA player, and this isn't me saying this. This is her saying this. This is what Caitlin's been saying, and she doesn't want special treatment. Doesn't want to be treated differently. Anybody that's saying that is holding women back in sports. That's not what this is about. We're finally getting to a place where men and women are watching this sport equally. That men and women are watching this sport at WNBA like it's just basketball. Like, let him play. Just let him play. It's important. And don't hold it back. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these athletes. So many great young WNBA players to get excited about and watch. Let them play.
Yep.
New on your big screen this weekend, not too many big releases. 28 years later, a continuation of the 28 Days saga. Got a couple of really big actors in that one.
I'm not familiar. Haven't seen the first one.
Yeah. And Elio, rated PG, big kids movie that's going to be coming out that's coming out today.
Okay.
And, of course, we've got local theater going on.
That's what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, this is the big one. It's all been building up to this.
Important things to talk about. Dare to Dream is going to be at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater tonight. I'm going at 7 p.m., so I'll meet you there. Come get your tickets.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good show. We had some great reporting being done by somebody who took in the show yesterday. And by that, I mean, I talked to Laura this morning. and she said it was fantastic. It was great. She really enjoyed it. We encourage you to head on down there. Take in this great show. Dare to Dream, a Disney musical review. Going to be happening today and tomorrow over at the WRCT Auditorium. Head on over there. Take in these great these great shows.
Tonight's show is at 7. Tomorrow's show is at 2.
Yeah. Make sure to get those in, everybody. It's a great part of your weekend. A great way to celebrate the area and support these kids. As a side note, there is no such thing as a bad kid show.
No.
They're all amazing. They're all fantastic. Be sure to take it in. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody. And of course, Cranberry Blossom Festival happening all weekend long. We're going to be talking more about that in a little bit. But I do want to remind everybody to go to blossomfest.com and map out what you want to do. Take in as many of these events as you can. Very successful day start to things yesterday. A shout out to everybody involved with it. And a shout out to our team, because back-to-back weekends, Melissa, we're out there live and direct in the public.
That's right. We are. We're going to be at the Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair on Saturday. We'll be there all day, but we'll be live broadcasting from 10 to noon on WFHR and then from noon to 2 on WIRI. So you can tune in, you can stop down and see us. We're going to be giving stuff away, as much stuff as we can give away. So you want to come down, say hi to the team, we'll meet you there.
It's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to talking some more Cranberry Blossom Fest in just a little bit. We'll be talking more about that. Looking forward to it, along with some other great events going on in our area that we want to touch on as well. And, of course, want to remind you, pull up that Civic Media app. We'll wait.
Doesn't take long.
You got it. Cool. All right. Now text us the keyword brew, B-R-E-W. Text that to us, everybody, and get yourself a chance to win some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. So you on Friday, June 27th, you can go to Milwaukee to see them beat Colorado, taking a good win. Maybe some Christian Yelich hits, Jackson Churio, see some of these all-stars over there. And just one of the ways to celebrate, best ways to celebrate summer, taking on a Brewer game.
Yeah.
Shout out to our good friends at the Milwaukee Brewers and, of course, our whole team here at Civic Media giving us this great chance every Friday, all summer long. I'm just double checking here. As I believe, this is all every Friday the rest of the summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going until September, actually, everybody. This is exciting. I love this. Mm-hmm. Text us that word brew. Text it to us, everybody, and get in on the winning. And thank you so much to everybody who has already been playing along.
Yes, indeed.
Melissa and I will be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast. Which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool.
The extreme heat we'll see in Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911 and check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film, Elio, also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To everyone who enjoys a sweet treat, Culver's team member Brooke is crafting one for you, Wisconsin style.
When I serve you a creamy fresh frozen custard treat, it's that handcrafted kind of goodness, like our Simply Sweet cones or dishes, craveably thick shakes, and handcrafted concrete mixers. You know those, it's so good, want a bite kind of treats?
Come to Culver's for a Wisconsin favorite made just for you.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Thanks for being with us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got an interesting one here. Most people do not like the idea of dynamic pricing because it always seems like that's a code for, oh, you want this? Well, it's a little more expensive right now. Too bad you didn't get it earlier. But this is a concept that might be interesting. There is a beer exchange bar in China where the prices fluctuate according to demand in real time, like the stock market. It's supposed to be a fun thing. There's a large circular display in the middle showing the current prices. Rising beer prices are in red, with falling ones in blue. Prices can only fluctuate by 10% every day, so there can't be any serious market manipulation going on there or anything.
Okay.
On a weekly basis, the bar can adjust the prices around 20% to incentivize beer drinkers to try the less popular beers, while you might have to pay a little bit more for, you know, more of the popular premium ones.
Interesting. I would think that that's a way for them to, move product.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, I mean, we just got done talking about restaurants. Bars aren't that different. Trying to bring people in, what's going to bring people in, what's something new or different. You ever sat there and thought about, well, if I open a bar, okay, all right, what are you going to call it? Like, that tends to be, like, there's either the person that opens a bar because they have a great name, or the person that's just struggling so hard to come up with a name for their bar. It feels like it's, but there's no gray area on that one.
The bar stock market? The beer stock market?
Oh, I like that. Did you say bar stock market?
That's what I said first time. I meant beer stock market.
But. I like either. I like both of them. And I kind of like this idea. Being honest, I don't really, go to the bars all that much or anything like that. And but this is something that might make me want to go and try it.
It would be interesting to see which beers are, popular. And which ones aren't, given any, particular day. Like, that would be fun to track. Like, who's there drinking the Coors Light on a Monday?
Yeah.
Or the Stout on a Tuesday?
Most places, have their regulars, and you can count on, and that they're going to be coming by and everything. But I do think that, especially if you're struggling for this kind of thing, that seems like a really good idea. It seems like a really good way to...
Well, and for places that have a lot of tap beers, like Jennings, for example, they have a lot of different beers on tap that they offer. But some of them don't sell very well because not a lot of people drink, you know, certain kinds of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a way to move the product through faster, because people are like, well, you know, I could get my normal, but I could also try this one that's going to cost me a dollar less because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I'll try it. Why not? It could also open up people to different flavors that they weren't willing to try before because they're cheaper.
That's
like a bargain.
Yeah, that right there seems like a good idea, a good part of this, too, getting people to try things that maybe they wouldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, everybody? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you.
Yes, the question is, would you try a beer you maybe wouldn't like just because it's cheaper?
There's the question. overwhelmingly, yes. Overwhelmingly, without anybody even responding, spending my high school years and early adult years here in Wisconsin, I feel very strongly, confidently saying, you will not turn down that red, white, and blue, or Hams, or Paps. Any of them. they all hit our system at one point or another.
And you know what I got to say? Old Milwaukee is not that bad.
If
I had to pick a light beer, that probably would be my choice.
I can't really say that I've had a bad beer. There's just ones that I like more than others.
I have had some bad beers.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Red Dog.
Enter the room. All light beers for me.
Yeah?
But I would say that Old Milwaukee is the one I tolerate the best.
I the only light beer I drink is Miller Lite. So actually, I never thought of it before. But yeah, I'm with you on that. That's the only one. And that one,
I think it's gross.
I got to be honest. That's one I'm drinking if I know I'm going to be drinking all day. Or I'm drinking a lot, I should say.
Yeah, because and that's the benefit of a light beer.
Right.
Is that it's just flavored water with a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, shout out to Coors, I guess. I wanted to get to a bunch of good stories, and one of them I want to touch on right now. I encourage you to go to thegoodnewsnetwork.org, check that out. It's your ultimate palate cleanser, along with this station right here and what we do here at the morning show. The headline, 12-year-old girl plants over 150,000 trees in India, becoming a reforestation leader.
Oh, that's awesome.
Called the India Greta Thunberg, the 12-year-old is on a mission to green India's skies and minds. Armed with determination and a charming personality and a great marketing concept, she has planted a grassroots movement towards environmentalism that's staggering to see in such a young person. I'm doing a little Ron Burgundy there. That's what they're saying in the article. I don't care how young, how old, whoever you are, you do something like this, that is incredibly impressive.
Yeah. Yes.
This person is... single-handedly, not only changing her neighborhood or her community or even her town, she's changing the country. Mm-hmm. She's impacting the country of India,
it's a huge place with a lot of people.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. She started doing this actually when she was 8. She got the idea and wanted to start doing it then. It just took a while for her to be able to kind of, plan this out a little bit.
Yeah, you really can't, drive somewhere when you're 8 without help.
Yeah, and she's also legally. 8. Like, anybody who's ever known an 8-year-old, they like something for a week, and then it's done. It's done.
I'm going to be a firefighter. Nope, I'm going to be an ice figure skater. Ice skater.
Yep.
I'm going to plant trees.
My daughter looking at me straight, as serious as she's ever been in her life. Dad, I am going to be a unicorn. Yes, you are, Isabella. Yes, I believe you. Yes, you are.
I think at that age, I wanted to be a checkout lady at the grocery store.
That's a good one, too. Izzy,
I have that dream with self-checkouts.
Being factual about it, she looked at me and said, I'm going to help animals. That's what she said. Aww. I'm going to help animals. And she did do that. She has been doing that. This is another example, too, of that, every generation has great and good and negative to it, of course. And there, this youngest generation or these younger generations that are going on right now, I I just see so much positive about what they're doing. And so much of what they're doing, is it out of necessity, some of it? Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. it is. But there's also a lot of it that there's just a fire under them, and they're doing something about it. They're doing something with it. They're not sitting back and waiting until they turn a certain age to get involved with politics or get involved with the planet or any of these things. They're just doing it.
They're speaking up now because they have to. Yeah. And they see that, mm-hmm. which is just, it gives me so much hope.
Yeah, and I don't think we could ever get enough of that out there. That's very a lot of hope involved in that. Good on her, and encourage you to find out more again at goodnewsnetwork.org. Check that website out, everybody. Got a lot of good stuff going on over there. Something else to check out, the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a brat fry today, tomorrow, and Sunday to support the 16 members from Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Adam Friendship High School Trap Teams who earned their spot to compete in the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals.
Wow.
They're heading to Mason, Michigan in July, and we want to make sure that they can get there. All the proceeds raised will help cover travel expenses for families heading to Michigan in July. Please come support the team at the Brat Fry held at 998 Ranger Road right here in Rapids.
Help their us. Goal is 400 brats. I think they could absolutely sell that many and more.
400 brats. I mean,
right? That's like nothing. Come on.
I consider that a challenge, Wisconsin. We can hit that, Mark.
There haven't been enough brat fries yet this year. Let's mm-hmm. go. Let's go show them that their efforts are worthwhile.
I mean, this is Wisconsin. We know that there's not much. There's no bad time of year to have a brat. They always taste good. In the summer, tastes a little better. Tastes mm-hmm. a little better in the summer. And then, say you pick up a brat from our local VFWs, or a brat from like this, and a great event like this going on, it's going to taste so much better.
Yeah, well, because you're investing in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who wants to cook at home in this heat? Come on.
Oh, there we go. That was the. I should have just said that.
You know, I think I'm having brats for breakfast the next 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, today's will be lunch, but tomorrow.
you might have just said the biggest selling point there is right there, Melissa. Brats.
They also have goodies, too. So there's probably some sweet treats, and who knows what you'll find when you get out there. 998 Ranger Road.
Head on over there. Buy local, support local, everybody. Support what they're doing over there. We'll talk about this again on Playmakers a little bit later today, and a shout out to everybody involved.
And we'll probably even talk about it during our live remote tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I really love when we don't get to see this very often, where you see local kids from local high schools all coming together to be on the same team. That's really unique, and it's very cool. And shout out to them. Like, this is impressive, you everybody. If you don't realize it, if I need to really hammer this home, this is very impressive what these young people pulled off. It's very cool. Let's support them.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, and more duck hunt.
More duck Nintendo. Hunt. Yes, we need to get. Maybe we should get duck hunt put in the studio here or something.
Yeah, can we have that on the TV?
Yeah, we should. We should.
I bet you they have it over at Edge VR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got it. Well, maybe we hook up with them.
Another
huh?
team
huh?
building. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, I love it.
It was so much fun.
We got a lot of fun things to talk about when we come back. We'll wrap up the show, the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76. Won't you dare look back? Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shine and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here. We're going to wrap things up, take you to the top of the hour. Great civic media programming going on the dial all day long. Wishing everybody a good Friday out there. We'll get into our schedule in a moment. Did a couple of events I want to touch on that'll lead into some of our schedule as well. Wanted to make sure to let everybody know, Brew, Texas Brew.
That's the word.
Yeah, threw it at you.
Get you some brewer tickets.
Mm-hmm. Text us through the Civic Media app, Brew, B-R-E-W, and get a chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets to see the Brewers take on Colorado next Friday, June 27th. Text us that keyword, Brew, everybody. And thank you so much. Everybody's already texted.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this every Friday all summer, right?
All summer you're going to have a chance to win these brewer tickets every Friday. Yeah. Also, Melissa wanted to remind everybody of all these great events going on this weekend. There's a really, really special one happening tomorrow at Golden Sand Speedway, the Andrew Mueller Benefit Show.
Mm-hmm. And this one, his parents have worked so hard to bring this about and to help inform people about the necessity of our first responders having epinephrine on them when they respond to someone in anaphylactic shock, because maybe their son could have survived. I mean, we don't know, but that's why they're holding this memorial for him. He loved big truck. He worked with big trucks and loved cars and you know, racing. So they're holding this memorial out there for him. They're hoping to start a scholarship fund in his memory, and then also to help local first responders to obtain the epinephrine.
Yeah. Nobody does a good time for a good cause like we do in central Wisconsin. Check this out. Big shout out to our friends at Golden Sand Speedway. You're going to have trucks and tuners, cars and classics, awards, raffles, all kinds of great stuff to celebrate and to hopefully raise awareness and some funds for the Andrew Mueller Benefit Show that is taking place again tomorrow over at Golden Sand Speedway. Check this out, everybody.
What's the time? Do you have that right in front of you?
I did.
Sorry.
No. It's all right. I just am not seeing it. That's what's bothering.
Okay.
11. It kicks off. It looks like the vendor setup is going to go 8 to 11. You can register your vehicle 9 to 10:30. It'll be open to the public at 11, and they'll do awards at about 5:30-ish.
Perfect.
So you got the event is going on throughout most of the morning and the day. So if you want to check that out and check out some other things going on in the area, I think you can really get everything in, you know. And encourage everybody to check that out. And they got a great Facebook page. I encourage you to type in your search bar and find that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the team over there letting us know about it as well. Great rapid support lined up for you today. Join us at 2 o'clock at WFHR.com, where it's streaming exclusive. We've got a conversation with Senator Patrick Teston going on today. Looking forward to talking to the senator. Going to be honest with everybody. Going to get into it in the beginning. I'll tell you that right now. But we'll also
have things to talk about.
Yeah, but we'll be doing that in a civil, good way. And we always wrap up laughing at everything. Appreciate the senator joining us a little bit later. Also going to be talking with our good friend Jim Benna, Port Edward School District. We'll be putting a spotlight on that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good conversation. Looking forward to that. Catch the Rapid Support every Monday through Friday, streaming exclusively at WFHR at 2 o'clock. A gigantic shout-out to Crockett Septic.
Yes.
I love Crockett Septic. I've wanted a sponsor for that show for so long. We greatly appreciate our friends over there at Crockett Septic, buying local, supporting local.
Awesome.
Got Playmakers on your radio dial tonight. We're looking forward to that. Join us from 4 to 5. We're going to have some fun with it. Seth might be in. We'll see. Otherwise, I'm not alone. I got all you guys out there to hang out with and everything. Yeah. Not only going to be giving away Rafter tickets today, but we've got these special passes that they gave us, these orange bracelets that are good for food and stuff. We're going to give some of those away with
it. They got like little things you can tear off for food and drinks.
Mm-hmm. And in just a little bit, actually, Rafter Baseball kicking off. Got two games going on today. Let's Play 2, an Ernie Banks special. 12:50, the Rafters will be taking on in Madison Mallards. They're going to be in Madison for both games. And then a little bit later tonight, 6:20-ish, they'll be taking on Mallards again. Both games right here at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. The Rafters are back in town tomorrow night at 6:20 to host Lakeshore, and then again on Sunday, 2:50, a little bit later start time on a Sunday than we're used to. That game will also be a home game against Lakeshore.
Cool.
Looking forward to all of that. Our great friends in Nakusa had their Midwest Fest going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's on Saturday from 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm. A summer civic picnic for the people by the people. Check this out. They got shuttle rides provided by Country Sports. Big shout out to them for that. And it's going to be a really fun event. Find out more at 4nakusa.org. 4nakusa.org.
They're going to have like bouncy houses for the kids.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's just so much stuff to do and see this weekend. Enjoy all of it.
Appreciate them stopping by the other day on the Rapid Support. It was fun to talk about that.
So check that out. Check out the podcast. Those are always available at WFHR.com.
We were also talking about this past week, the community picnic happening at Alexander Park at 210 2nd Street, right in Port Edwards. This is going on Tuesday, July 22nd, 4:30 to 7:30. Make plans for that one, everybody. If it rains, they will get together on July 23rd. Just wanted to throw that out there. That's a really a fun and important event to have back. The Nakusa event made me think of it, so I want to get that out there. And the Downtown Farmers Market's back.
Yes, it is, every Thursday and Saturday.
Check it out from 8 to 1 at 221st Avenue South right here in Rapids along that beautiful Wisconsin River. And buy local, support local. It's going to be a great event, everybody.
Yes, indeed. I've heard there's some excellent food there this year.
And, of course, the Cranberry Blossom Festival going strong all weekend long, everybody. So many great events to take in. And so much going on that you can take in some of these other events we've talked about today and certainly still take in Cranberry Blossom events.
Because it's going on all weekend.
Yeah. Today alone, you've got great stuff happening. Currently, they've got the Material Girls Quilt Show happening over at Assumption High School. That'll be going until 4.
Oh, and that's a great event to see some beautiful quilts.
The Blossom Festival Carnival is kicking off at 1 o'clock. It'll go till 10 o'clock tonight over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Awesome.
Going to be a blast.
Get in some carnival rides. Who doesn't love carnival rides?
Yeah. Downtown on Tap from 5 to 9 tonight over at Veterans Memorial Park. It's going to be rocking over there. They're going to have some great music from Barefoot Americans. That's going to be good.
And face painting by iHeart Studios. Bring your own chairs if you want to sit and enjoy the music.
And, of course, tomorrow, the Material Girls will be back at it from 9 to 4 over at Assumption. Be sure to check that out. The Kids Learning to Fish going 11 to 1 at Grand Rapids Lions Club. Our good friends at the Southwood County Historical Museum have their ice cream social from 1 to 3.
Oh, fun.
All that is great. And, of course, the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair happening from 10 to 3 over at West Grand Ave, right between the bridge and 3rd Avenue. We're going to be down.
Yeah. Come down and see us.
It's going to be a
fun. I think Pam and I are going to be on air from 10 to noon. And is it Laura and Beth?
Laura and Dottie. Laura and Dottie will be
Laura
there.
Laura and Dottie.
Mm-hmm. They'll be there from they'll be there as well from 10 noon to 2. So we're going to be able to represent both stations live on the air. We're going to have some fun with that one. Looking forward to it, everybody. Stop by and say hi. And be listening to the station here. We'll be having
Listen in as we do drop-ins. We maybe even feature you if you're at our table when we're doing a live drop-in. Come down and get some free stuff.
Sunday, great stuff going on as well. Our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department got their kids fishing contest going from 9 to 11:30 over at the East Riverview Expressway, Riverbank, And the carnival will be going from 12 to 4 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And, of course, everything wraps up not only with the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade from noon, noon to 2. The Blast from the Past is their theme this year, which is going to be great.
Oh, fun.
That's going to be fun. Yeah, check out all the parade. Check out all the great local locals getting together for that. And the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department's Duck Derby. It'll take place after the parade, probably about 2:30. It'll be along the bridge there, and take this in. One of our favorite parts of the way, and our way to kind of say goodbye for another year and look forward to next year's Cranberry Blossom Festival.
That's so cool.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. We don't get to do this very often, Melissa. Let's take a call in our last minute here. Good morning. All right. You're on the air.
Hey, James, how you doing?
I thought it might be you. Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm getting older.
You are. Happy birthday, sir. You were our qualifier today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. we appreciate you, Gary. We appreciate you being a longtime listener, and really appreciate you making the time to call in, sir. You have a great birthday weekend, okay?
I was watching the news this morning about that girl that got her arm chewed off by a shark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. That is an interesting. I haven't caught up on that one yet. I'll have to do that. Gary, thank you for.
The doctor says this is Dave Miloff reporting.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Oh, maybe a distant relation. Maybe. You never know. Oh, that's awesome, Gary. Thank you so much for the time, sir. You take care.
He talked just like you.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Dave Maloff. I got to look and see if we have a Dave in our family somewhere along the lineage. Appreciate Gary and appreciate all of you out there. It's been a really fun week. I want to send a special shout out to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, and to Laura and Katrina Hintner for joining us this week and helping fill in for Seth being off, trying to make his baseball career happen. And a special shout out to Melissa Kay, of course, as she always does. I don't know what Melissa's average work is, because she's always working extra. We appreciate you, Mel.
Well, thanks, James. We appreciate you, too.
Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be talking to you tomorrow during our live events. It's going to be a blast. Woo-hoo! Have a good weekend.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Iran's foreign minister says there's no room for talking until Israel halts its attacks on his country. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says he's in Geneva speaking with European diplomats.
If they engage and these talks don't end with all parties leaving and going home with nothing to discuss further, then at least we will be a few steps ahead.
The Supreme Court reviving lawsuits against Palestinians from Americans killed or wounded in terror attacks. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This decision will make it easier for victims' families to bring the lawsuits under this act.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, among the many spots in the nation's midsection feeling the heat. Millie Ennis is a camp counselor.
It is really hot. Try to make the most of it, like try to make all the kids happy and just remember to keep them all hydrated, because we don't want them to get super crabby, and we just want them to have fun at camp even though it's super hot out.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This